Chapter 3. The Body's Response to Abuse. This chapter is co-written with Dr. Heather Miros, Ph.D. in Cognitive Psychology, Northwestern University. I wasn't sure about all this health-related to abuse stuff. If you start digging around, of course you'll find something. But I remember in a class I took in psychology that correlation is not causation. So how do I know that the illnesses I have are related to the abuse or are just genetic? Plus, I'm afraid to put things together, sometimes, to blame it on him. There are many things that happened in my life, not just my sexual abuse. Participant in a recovery group. I don't know if there is a relationship between the autoimmune disease and the abuse, but I'm willing to explore it. But can something from way back then be affecting me now? I guess I don't want to believe that the abuser is still messing with my body. Seriously? Is there any part of me that isn't screwed up? Is there any hope? Mountains of evidence now demonstrate with unshakable certainty that the body suffers from abuse and trauma well after it has ended. The destruction of childhood sexual abuse manifests itself long-term in our physiology, moving us away from God's original plan of perfect health and toward accelerated death through evil's physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual sabotage. Physically, evil sabotage may manifest itself in the form of chronic emotional upheaval, such as stress, frequent illness, and even grave disease. Mentally, evil would love to confuse and distract us from ever connecting the dots of our past abuse to our body's current suffering. Emotionally, evil would be delighted if we would feel powerless and hopeless about finding anything we can do to restore our health. Spiritually, evil would love to bar us from reclaiming our body, literally God's holy territory, in order to move toward restoration here and now on this earth.